One of the people Malcolm Turnbull spoke to before announcing the Royal Commission was the Human Rights Commissioner, Gillian Triggs. I asked her what she would like to see as the terms of reference.
I would probably want to try to ensure that the Commission was able to respond quickly while taking the opportunity for a longer view. So what I mean by that is I can see the advantage of an interim quick report to get to the facts that underpin the position in the Northern Territory for juvenile detention facilities and of course the Dondell one in particular. So I think that needs to be addressed quickly, and it's clear that the Prime Minister has seen a value in responding quickly. But I would also suggest, and this is all it can be, of course, from our point of view as Human Rights Commission, is that we ultimately have a second phase, which would be a national inquiry that would get a better sense of just how diverse the practices are across Australia as a whole.
So that would really mean two royal commissions, one which would be set up now between Malcolm Turnbull and Adam Giles, and then later one about the treatment of Aboriginal people only in jails or about jails in general.
Well, I think that it would be preferable to look at juvenile detention centres rather than take it out into the adult population as a whole. I mean, that is a massive, massive question. So I think one single Royal Commission could deal with juvenile detention, but with phase one being Northern Territory and Dondell in particular, and then move on to the ways in which juvenile Australians are detained.
Just legally, would you then make that a national royal commission? Does the Northern Territory government need to be involved at all? Could you have a national royal commission which begins with the task of looking at the Northern Territory without involving the Northern Territory government, which is not going to be necessarily going to be there after August the 27th when they've got an election?
No, indeed. And I think, however, I can understand the political perspective that the Prime Minister might want to be certain that he's got the political support of whatever the new government is going to be in the Northern Territory. So I can understand what the political imperatives are. But to be honest, I think the reality now is that the Australian public is horrified by the evidence as presented on Four Corners. And it's time for a genuinely national inquiry that focuses on Indigenous incarceration of juveniles in general, but of course we know that more than half of those are Indigenous.
We had a massive national inquiry into Aboriginal deaths in custody probably a quarter of a century ago. I haven't
That's
got
right.
the exact date.
25
in front
years
of me.
Ago.
Yeah. So what does that say about the efficacy of royal commissions in general, that what we saw last night is still happening?
The tragedy has been that despite that Royal Commission and despite numerous reports, both from the Australian Human Rights Commission, other human rights bodies, from the media, from journalists, we've not seen national attention to this question. So I think your question is a fair one, but I can only say that I think with political leadership and support, and we seem to have that this time around, maybe we've got a better chance of some outcomes. It might also be possible through the terms of reference for the Royal Commission that there be a request that recommendations include accountability, political and criminal.
What do you say to the question of who knew what and when? Because that's the question that they're really asking in the Northern Territory today.
Well, I mean, that of course, is why we are concerned about the question of accountability. Numerous reports have been produced, and one that I must mention is Pat Anderson's The Little Children Are Sacred. But we've done our reports at the Australian Human Rights Commission, and of course the Children's Commission in the Northern Territory has reported on this question. So this sheets responsibility ultimately home to government and to senior government officials. And for that, there needs to be a measure of accountability.
And given that it's of clearly a long-standing problem, do you see it as a party political issue, or is it actually baked into the culture?
I'm afraid I think that this is not a party political question. I think this is essentially one of long-standing culture that permeates particularly the Northern Territory, but I believe that it's actually a national phenomenon, not Not everywhere. There are some juvenile facilities which are best practice, particularly Parkville in Victoria and others, where they have well-trained staff. They've got the objective of respecting a child, even though they've committed a criminal offence, and ensuring that they're supported to lead a more fruitful life. But I think the key problem is ultimately culture. What is the culture that exists to allow some of these detention facilities to operate in the way they do? And that is much more insidious, much more difficult to deal with, and requires a genuine political and senior government commitment to change.
Gillian Triggs, the Human Rights Commissioner there.